Title, Back at It Again, with the standing opinion Seventh Circuit reiterates Article 3 standing in data breach class actions. Content, on July 20, 2015, the Seventh Circuit issued its opinion in Remiges v. Neiman Marcus Group, 794F, 3D688, Seventh Circle 2015, which immediately became the low watermark for Article 3 standing in data breach cases. In short, Remiges became the First Circuit decision to expressly and expansively recognize that risk of future injury and time and money spent protecting against identity theft as a result of a data breach were sufficient to confer Article 3 standing. In a blog post shortly thereafter, we discussed the import of Remiges going forward in data breach class actions. Notably, we predicted that, in light of Remiges' SC change in Article 3 standing, certifiability and causation would be the next frontier for data breach class actions. On April 14, 2016, the Seventh Circuit again reiterated its expansive view of Article 3 standing, and again foreshadowed that Article 3 standing is, quite literally, just the beginning for data breach plaintiffs. In Luart v. P.F. Chang's China Bistro Incorporated, the Seventh Circuit hammered home its holding in Remiges, stating that the increased risk of fraudulent credit or debit card charges and the increased risk of identity theft are sufficient to confer Article 3 standing. Time and money the class members predictably spent resolving fraudulent charges is sufficient to confer Article 3 standing, and the time and money customers spent protecting against future identity theft or fraudulent charges is sufficient to confer Article 3 standing. These allegations of harm, in most data breach class action complaints, are boilerplate. In other words, the Seventh Circuit has made Article 3 standing in data breach actions in its circuit a mere formality. That said, this victory for the plaintiff's bar is pyrrhic at best. The facts of the P.F. Chang's breach amply demonstrate that causation will be a potentially insurmountable hurdle for data breach plaintiffs. Specifically, P.F. Chang's determined that only 33 stores were affected by the breach, and the plaintiffs dined at none of them. While the court punted as to this factual dispute about the scope of the breach, it foretells a dark future for the plaintiffs. Apart from the obvious impact on the plaintiffs' individual claims, the plaintiffs could not conceivably be typical and adequate representatives of the class of consumers that did dine at those 33 affected stores. This issue, in addition to, as the Remiges court noted, the differences in bank reimbursement policies, highlights the myriad problems with certifying and prevailing on the merits of a data breach class action. At the end of the day, while the Seventh Circuit may have all but removed the Article 3 standing arrow from defendants' quivers, the court has laid the groundwork for defeating data breach class actions at either an early summary judgment or class certification. Categories: class certification, federal class action. As seen in Class Action Defense Strategy Blog.